We are up to Rabbi Yossi that talked about, we wanted to find a person that holds like Rav, that you can say Mikdas Hayem Kikuloi, use day one for part one and day two for part two. And we found Rabbi Yossi. Now, before I get into Rabbi Yossi, I just wanted to add a something that I picked up over the last 24 hours. It was bothering me, and I figured it out, so I thought I'd share it. Let's say you don't hold like Rav. Let's say you can't count day one, day 70, as first half for dad and the second half for son. You can't count a day for two Nazirisim. However, what happens, a guy is Makabel, two consecutive Nazirisim. So the day he brings his Korbanos, that morning is his first Naziris. He brings his Korbanos, he finishes it, and he continues and he starts the new one. So the first half of the day is Naziris 1, and the second half of the day is Naziris 2. And that you don't need Rav to tell me that you can split a day. Everybody agrees to that. We had that in the Mishnah. We're going to have it in the Mishnah, that a guy is Makabel to Naziris, does his first Geluach, and then he starts counting, does the second Geluach 30 days later. So why don't we say there, how can you split a day into two? Everybody agrees that that day can be split into two. Guy becomes a Nazir, then he says he's going to have two consecutive Nazirisim. So on day 31, he takes his haircut. He brings his Korbanos. Then the afternoon starts day one of the new one. Why isn't that like Rav? You're splitting a day into two. The answer is, there's no problem in splitting a day into two when one is over. The first Naziris ended. So it's a blank space now. Blank spaces can be filled by something else, a new Naziris. Whereas day 70 for the father is a whole day of his own Naziris. It's not that if there were no kids Naziris, he would be blank in the second half. He'd be continuing his day 70. Day 7 of Shiva, it's not shat that after an hour it's over and done with, and now he's no longer any. Shiva continues the whole day, except Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai. Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai, and then you can start Shleishim. But that's filling up something that would have filled up by its own. That's Rav's Chiddush. That's what Abishol is saying. That's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. That you say Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai, and day Hershimur is done. Not shot that the day continues, and she can go to the mikveh after 1 hour because she did shimur, but it continues the whole day. If we let something else come in, even though the first thing is not over, that's what I'm trying to say. Whereas in the case of consecutive Nazirisin, the Naziris is over. There's no reason not to start a new one the second half of the day. So I just wanted to point that out. Anyway, let's get back to Rabbi Yossi. Back to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that the Zav, or Zava, makes no difference. On the day that they're supposed to keep, the last day, by a Zava, it's by a Shemeris Yaim, it's called. She saw one day during those days, and now she has to keep one clean day. But basically said if she goes to the mikveh midday, she can have the Karban Pesach Shechter on her, and then when she sees later, she was still Yaitzeh the Karban Pesach, because at the time that she Shechted the Karban Pesach, she was qualified. She was Tahira. Now, the problem is, she saw later. So, she didn't have a complete clean day. The answer is, Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai. You count, even though the day would have continued the whole way, part of the day can stop, it's enough, you can stop right there, and then the second is a new beginning of a new scene. You would have to keep the next day clean. But she saw one day clean, she's off the hook. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. And therefore, that's a riot to Rav. That even though the day would have continued, you can stop it and start something else because it makes the Zayam Kekulai. Again, makes the Zayam Kekulai meaning that half is enough. Not that half is my call, half is enough. So therefore, part of the day is finished. Her Shmira of Yom Tara ended 1 hour into the day. Finished. Her goes to Mikvah, she's totally Tahira. She sees later in the day, it's a new seeing, right? It's a new seeing, and therefore, she starts again. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. So therefore, that's a proof to Rav that you can take a day and say an hour was enough, and therefore you can count the rest of the day for the sun. That's what he's saying.
That's a proof to Rav if you say it that way. You say that, but she was tummy the same day. She's tummy.
Again, if you don't hold like Rav, then you're saying, that's the machloikas of how you look at Mitzvah Yom Kippur.
She's not tummy.
Again, let's step back. How do you understand mitzvah siyam kekulay? Is it pshat that part is like all, but if then the all doesn't work out, the part didn't work out? Or is it mitzvah siyam kekulay means part is enough? It's enough. It's over. So then the second part doesn't affect the first part of the day. She becomes tummy again, but she wasn't tummy at the time that she could describe in Pesach. She was tired at the time that she could describe in Pesach. She became tummy 2 hours later. Because if you understand mitzvah siyam kekulay just means half is like whole, but if the whole messes up the half, then she didn't have a half.
They shaked it for her. And she was...
Exactly, it's a mistake. It's retroactively a mistake because she didn't finish the day off. She has to have a whole day. We're letting her count a part of the day like a whole day, but it's destroyed later on. It retroactively shows you she was not Tahira. Then the Gemara asked, and that's where we're going to start again. Frank the Gemara, Umit Savar. If you go across some Taisus Maitaima, three lines down, beginning at a line. Umit Savar Rabbi Yaisi Hachi. Does Rabbi Yaisi hold that Mikdash Hayam Kekula means it's over? Vatanya, we learn not that way. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Zav Bashtei Rias. A Zav that had two Rias that he has to bring, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. A Zav of two Rias does not have to bring Karbanas. He has to wait 7 clean days. At the end of 7 clean days, he's tar. He's on his 7th day.
I have another question.
The old retroactive,
but it's
Mitzvah Sayyum. Well, if it's retroactive, there's no Mitzvah Sayyum. Was she Tameh at the time of Pesach or not?
No.
That means it's not retroactive.
Again.
A person that doesn't know he's tummy and finds out after Pesach that he was tummy. Is this Pesach kosher?
No.
So we're here. Person didn't know, she didn't know what she's going to see later on in the day. Now she found out she saw.
The answer is questioning that?
We're saying it doesn't work because of the following brisa, which we didn't finish yet. But how do we learn? Again, a Zav on the 7th day is like a Shemeris Shem on her 2nd day. She has to have a complete clean day, and then she's Tahira. He has to have a complete clean 7th day, and then he's Tahir. He went to the mikvah the 7th day in the morning. It came time for Korban Pesach. He asked them to count them on. V'chein Shemeris Shem k'neged yayim sheshachtu v'zarka leha. On her 2nd day. Right, a Shemeris Shem on day 2 is like a Zav on day 7. Now, I'm just pointing this out as an aside. Don't mix this into the sugya. A Zava always has to bring a carbon. So if she has to wait 7 days, 7 days is not enough. She has to bring a carbon the next morning. So she can't be counted in the carbon Pesach on day 7. Because she has to bring a carbon before she can eat carbon kachim. So, therefore, the case cannot be a lady Zava. It can be a case of a lady that Shemeris Yayim, she only has to keep a clean day, there are no Korbanos involved. And it can be a case of a Zav who saw twice, because he also has no Korbanos. A Zav who sees 3 times has to bring Korbanos, so we wouldn't be talking about him. That's why the Braisa talks about a man who saw twice, who waits 7 clean days, but he doesn't have to bring Korbanos on day 8. Or a lady who saw 1 day, or 2 days, that she only has to keep 1 clean day and no korbanos have to be brought. So therefore, she just has to get through the day clean. So they counted her for Korban Pesach, and she didn't get through the day clean. So what happens? Zok the Braisa, the Rabbi Yaisi says, V'achachro, Avabish, now listen to this. Avabish and Matama Mishka v'Maisha v'Mafreya. Even though now everything they touched is retroactively Tameh. Now, Mishka Mumayshev is an extra special Tumah. That when a Zav sits on 10 mattresses, all of them become an Av HaTumah. That's called a Tumas Mishka Mumayshev. A Tameh Mei sits on 10 mattresses. The first one is a Rishon, the second one is not even Tameh. He didn't touch it. Touched the top one. A Zav, there's a halacha called Mishka Mumayshev. A, it doesn't make a difference if they touch it or not. B, it becomes an avatoma, a highest level tumma. Pturim ilasas pesach sheni. But still, she's sponsored for pesach sheni. Now, this is a contradictory statement. Because if she's tummy retroactive, why is she sponsored for pesach sheni? But one thing it proves, it's not because of Mitzvah Yom Kekuloi, because if it would be for Mitzvah Yom Kekuloi, she wouldn't be tummy retroactively. If Rabbi Yossi held that she's totally Tahira, and the next three is a new beginning, so why is it tummy retroactively? Why is the bed she slept on after she went to the mikveh before she saw tummy? She was Tahira. Must be she was not Tahira. So you can't say Rav is like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi never said it. Because he says it's Tamei Lemevreya. Now, Rabbi Yossi doesn't make any sense to us, because then why is the carbon Pesach kosher? We're going to have a problem with Rabbi Yossi. But our understanding of Rabbi Yossi has just been dismissed. You can't say that according to Rabbi Yossi, she was titled totally Tahira, and when she sees at 6 o'clock in the evening, it's a new beginning. He says it's retroactive.
What?
It does. It says Pturim Ilasas Pesach Sheni. That's what it means.
Less direct.
It's
funny.
You don't. No, it's not true. A Tamei that brings a carbon Pesach has to bring a carbon Pesach Sheni. And it doesn't. It's whether she now has to. Listen, if she has no Pesach Sheni, so she wasn't Yitz. Who cares if she was Yitz or not? We're dealing with practical application. And for the Gemara. Yes. But our interpretation of Rabbi Yossi just ran into a problem. But the truth is, without our interpretation, we still have a problem. And for the Gemara, Ma'im l'mefreya midrabanan. No, we're sticking to our guns. According to Rabbi Yossi, this lady is completely Torah. Her carbon pesach is 100% kosher. And biblically speaking, the chair she sat on is tar. 100% tar. Like we had said before. Rabbanan came along and made a chumrah and said, we're going to make everything tummy retroactive. But we can't affect Korban Pesach because she's yaitzed the rice of Korban Pesach. We can't make it biblical. We can make it rabbinic. We can make a tumma d'Rabbanan. My l'mefreya midrabbanan. L'mefreya is only rabbinic. Biblically speaking, she's not matami anything. Dr. Rush. I'm not ignoring you. I'm reading Torah. Umi Saver Rabbi Yossi the Mekanel Habam Matame. Umi Saver. If I tell you, it's going to be meaningless. Umi Saver Rabbi Yossi the Mekanel Habam Matame. I'm Bishop Matame Mishka B'Meisha L'Mefreya. I'm Saver L'Mefreya Matame. So we see it's Matame retroactive. Midrabbanan. Rabbanan Echmiru Lista L'Mefreya. Rabbanim were machmer that it should undo it retroactive. Amidaraisa, mikado labo umetame.
What? What is the fear here that this is?
I guess, you know, we're afraid that the lady might see earlier. You know, I don't know. Honestly, I'll make something up. Whatever I'm going to say now, I make up. You can make it up as well as I can. Only difference is, you approached it as a question, so it's hard for you to make up an answer. I didn't ask the question, so I can make up an answer. That's just a psychological thing. When you ask a question, it's much harder to think of an answer to your own question because you're negaya to your question. You don't want an answer on a certain level. On a certain level, you're doing a certain level, you're happy with the question. I didn't have the question, so I have no negiyas to the question, so I'll make up an answer. I don't know. I'll make one up. Zogdigimar Akanari Mistabra. It makes sense. It makes sense to say that this is rabbinic. That it's rabbinic. The Isakadaitach Midaraisa, a Mipkurmilas is Pesach Sheni, what we pointed out. Rabbi Yossi is self contradictory. Forget Rav, forget everything else. Rabbi Yossi just contradicted himself. Is the Pesach kosher? Why Metamel Mefreya? Is Metamel Mefreya? Why is the Pesach kosher? You have to say that one is rabbinic. And you can't say you yaitz a Pesach Sheni rabbinically, so you, by lack of other options, you have to say that the tumah is a drabana.
What does that mean?
They made things tumah and drabana.
And what happens? What is the consequence?
They're treated like a regular tumah, like everything else. The question is, would the Torah make this tumah?
Is God walk into the base of mikveh?
No. She won't get karis.
That's the difference.
She won't bring a carbon. At this point, no. The Gemara's going to come back with this. We're not finished yet. We're still midstream. But you can't, you have to find a reason for that. You just can't make it up.
Right.
You know. But the Gemara is proving that this must be Pshat Rabbi Yaisi, because Rabbi Yaisi self-contradicted himself. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
It's
a deraisa. Just like Pesach is a kasha of a deraisa. The deraisa that you could say, Mr. Siyam Gekula, they could say it ended. Now, to understand the next piece of Gemara, I have to introduce a new concept. And this is the concept that's halacha l'maishim esinai. It is not something that makes a logical sense, but it's halacha l'maishim esinai. This is halacha l'maishim esinai, unquestioned. And that is, but I want to be very careful the way I word it. Somebody brought a Pesach Sheni, and then found out he was tamei with a, from a mace, where no one knew a mace had existed. He had walked in a place that didn't look like any human had ever passed by. And after he brought the Pesach Sheni, the Pesach Rishon, somebody discovered a body where he had walked, stepped over, had become a Tamei mace. Which now means he was a Tamei mace at the time that he brought the Korban Pesach. He was a Tamei mace. But no one in the world knew about this Tumas Mace. It wasn't a known factor. It was in a place that no one, that we assume, safely, that somebody had dropped dead, Rahman al-Islam, had fallen into somewhere, had got covered up, and there was a body there, nobody knew. And now, Mr. Ruvain finds out that he had been a Tumas Mace when he brought the Pesach. The halacha is he speaks the Pesach. That is called a Tumas Hatayim. That's the word of Chazal. You're going to have it in the Gemara. Tumas Hatayim. Tumas Hatayim means a tumah hidden in the underground where no one is aware of it. And a Tumas Hatayim by mace is Halacha L'maishim Mitzinai. He's coming now for 7 days, but it doesn't affect his Korban Pesach. That's the only Halacha L'maishim Mitzinai. It applies to Korban Tumah also, but not the Gay regularly so. For him, it's a halacha in Korban Pesach only. For everything else, he's tamei. He walked into the Beis HaMikdash, he has to bring a korban. He was tamei. We now know he was tamei. But nobody knew he was tamei at the time he brought the Pesach. And since no one knew he was tamei at the time he brought the Pesach, there's a halacha l'maishim esinai that says, he shaitz a Korban Pesach.
Tummy may touch his food.
Everything's tummy. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. The Gemara's going to use it in a second. You don't have to write it in, the Gemara's going to write it. Now, is that apply only to Tumas Meis? How about a person who didn't know he was Tamei and then found out later? For instance, lady on the second day of her Shiva. She wakes up in the morning, she's clean, she's excited, she's clean, she goes to the mikvah. Nobody knows whether she's going to become Tamei or not. It's an unknown. It's similar to the guy who didn't know he was a Tumas Mace. Yeah, well, hold a second. Let me just explain. Then she brings the Korban Pesach. Then she brings the Korban Pesach. And then she sees. At the time she saw, at the time she brought the Korban Pesach, there was an unknown Tumma. Retroactively, she becomes Tamei Midaraisa. She was Tamei. But nobody knew she was Tamei at that point. It's an unknown tuma. Does that how the local of Maishim Mitzinai of Tumas Hatayim apply or not? So that's a sugya masechta sach. What the Gemara is trying to say is maybe Rabbi Yaisi holds biblically she's tummy retroactive. She was never tar. We now found out she was never tar. But the halacha of Maishim Mitzinai that said Pesach is kosher if no one knew she was that the person was tummy mace. Applies to when no one knew that she was going to have a Riyah. Nobody knew. If that's true, then there goes your answer that it's only rabbinic, and that biblically mikdash hayayim kekulay. No, it's retroactive. And tamei lemefrayim midoraisa. Your problem was, why she ate the carbon Pesach? Because that's not walking the Maishim of Sinai. Like the guy who found out there's a tomb underground that nobody knew about. See, nobody knew whether she was going to become Tamei or not. So if you learn that the tomb of time applies by Ziva, right, is that included in the Halakha of Maishim of Sinai? Then we have a noob shot in Rabbi Yossi. We don't have to say that it's retroactive rabbinically. It's retroactive biblically. Pesach is an exception. Halakha of Maishim of Sinai.
It weren't matir to Ziva.
What?
It weren't matir to Ziva. As long as
it's too much made? That's the question. Does it apply to Ziva or not? The Gemara says maybe it does, and that's why Rabbi Yossi says that even though she's retroactively tamei midoraisa, she's yaita karm pesach.
Halach Moshe Mitzrayim was the example or
that's a sugya again. You're asking a great question. But the Gemara Mitzrayim says we know it's by mace. We don't know whether it applies to Ziva or not.
More explicit. I mean, it was explicit by Mace.
Again, it didn't say only Mace. I don't know. I didn't hear it on Halacha by Shmasina. I know the Gemara. The Gemara says that we don't know whether it was said by Ziva or not. So, the Gemara...
There are two women.
Sorry?
Two women that are Shemeres.
No. Yes.
Ria of Yomel.
Correct.
One does the covenant, one goes to the Mitzvah.
So one was yaitza carbon pesach and one wasn't. She didn't bring a carbon pesach.
Right. Because there's a possibility.
Again, that's her own. So this depends on her therapist. What can I tell you? Some women are confident that they'll be good. Remember, let's explain something. It's very unusual. I can only say the following. It's very unusual for a woman to see Dam in those 11 days. The Gemara Torah calls it Beloy Eis Nidasa. The Pasuk in Parshas Matzaira says, I think it's a Matzaira, Beloy Eis Nidasa. She's seeing Dam not in her Nida time. A regular healthy woman should never see Dam in the 11 days after a period. If she does, the Rishayim call it a form of punishment from the Rabbi Nishlela. When they talk about Saras, they say, this is the Rishayim, Nigei Batim, Nigei Begadim, Zivos, Saras, Adam. A man to be a Zav, or a woman to be a Shemer Yisrael, or a Zava, is a message from above. Now, how we read messages, I don't know. Let me explain. A Zav has a flow that comes out without him instigating it. Flows out of his body, naturally, just comes out. It's not normal. Shouldn't be happening. The Baal Shem created man that he brings out the Shechmah Zera, not that it just comes out on its own. It's an illness. We'll call it an illness. The Torah calls it a ruchnistic illness. But that's not the point. I mean, the Rishayim do. But that's not the point here. Right. I don't care what you call it. I got it. I don't care what you call it. But the bottom line is, it's not normal. Not regular. Now, if this woman is a nervous woman and she's afraid, fine, so she decided to be afraid.
Isn't it so happens when he takes big steps, jumps, or eats?
It could cause, and then you're not a Zav. Again, we're not learning Masechta Zavim, but the Mishnah Masechta Zavim says that she should drunk a bite can a Zav. We ask seven questions. If he answers yes to any questions, he's not a Zav.
Well,
he's a tummy for one day, like every Baal Keri. Weiter. Sag dir mal weiter. That's also true.
So if you check the texture, then you have to know, answer the question, has the texture of a Ziva, then it's not a Fazera. Ignore the texture?
I don't understand your question. There are two differences between it. Let me say this. I'll take it back. A Zav can also bring out his Zivas. Doesn't have to come naturally. It comes naturally sometimes. And sometimes he brings out a texture that is a Zivas. But you just don't have to worry about that. Because people bring out Shechmah Zera, they don't bring out Zivas.
You said if he answers another question, it's not a Ziva.
The answer is yes to the question.
Yes to the question.
That means the Torah is saying that it's physically possible a person should cause that texture to come out, even though he's not a Zav.
Rebbe finished by saying he's a
halachas of a character. Halachas of a character. Yeah, it's not the same texture. But the halachas of a Belkari, he's not a Zav. Doesn't have to keep 7 clean days. Anyway, back to this. So by the way, a Belkari doesn't have to keep a clean day. He can go to mikvah the very day he saw Kari and go to his car that night. There's no requirement of any clean. Except when he goes to the mikvah after the mikvah, he better be clean, because if not, he's a Belkari all over again. But there's no halacha of keeping it clean at all by a Belkari. Back to Gemara Vayta. And for the Gemara. I'll tell you it's the Raisa. Tahaim Deziva Itiru. They were matur Tumas Hatoim, which means the unknown Tuma. Tahaim means underground. Usually the mace is underground and we don't know about it. They were matur it. So therefore there's no proof. We have no proof that Rav and Rabbi Yaisi are the same. At the end of the day, we have no proof because there's an other way of learning Rabbi Yaisi. Zogdarash. Loi, Tumas Ziva B'tai Mitiru. Kolaimar. Hakinami Mistabra D'Kamar. That proof that you brought, because Rabbi Yaisi is self-contradictory, lesson. You could learn Rabbi Yaisi like Rav, but you can't prove it. The Matzinu L'Tchuye, I can push it off. The La'ayla M'Daraisa M'tam L'Mefreya. That really the Tumas is L'Mefreya biblically. Now, if you look at the Malaz HaSpesach Sheni, from the B'Shas Chitas HaPesach, Hayadavar Aymed B'Safik Imtira. It was besuffic whether she would see. Ramina Bepeitet Tzaylin, and we say in the seventh parak in Sachem, the Tumas Hatayim Mitiru BePesach. Now that's not a rabbinic law. It's a halacha of the Moshe Mishinai. Zok Derash, called Tumas Suffic, Karele Tumas Hatayim. It's all called Tumas Hatayim, K'moish Hatayim Mechusa Ve'en Yodim Yedei Mayeshbay. Nobody knows what's underground. So there was an unknown Tumas to anybody.
He's saying it's like that, or he's holding this is like the mace thing?
That's, the Gemara is answering, that's a possibility. He's just explaining what the word Tumas Hatoy means. There's no time by Ziva. There's no underground. So the Rashi says we refer to unknown things as time. However, you should be aware. The Layatira Tumas Hatoy Malamez Bavad. The Gemara Mesachim rejects this. Here the Gemara offers it as a possibility. And Mesachim, ultimately the Gemara rejects this. The Kachi of at the end of the day, the Gemara says it's not true. But here the Gemara doesn't get back into it. Just offers this as a way to answer the question and leaves it alone. Learn Mesachim, you'll find out that the Gemara says it's not true. Why the Gemara doesn't do it here? I don't know.
Leaves it as a possibility. That's it.
The Gemara here leaves it as a possibility. The Rush is being intellectually honest. And he says, by the way, if you learn Pesachim, you'll find out that the possibility doesn't work out in the end. Zog the Gemara Vayta. The Av Rav Yaisi Savar L'Mefreyah Rabbanan. Rav Yaisi agrees that this halacha of the Mefreyah is only rabbinic, meaning he agrees to our first job. He didn't learn the second way. He didn't learn that it's a Tumas Hatoim rule. He learned that it's only rabbinically retroactive, the way we understood it in the beginning. He learned that way in Rabbi Yaisi too. No, we don't know why he learned that way, but we know he learned that way. The Tanya. Rabbi Yaisi Aymar. Avol Araya Zav B'Shvi Shalayim Saishar Shulfanav. Rabbi Yaisi has said, a Zav who sees on the seventh day has to redo all 7 days. Got to start again. You have to have 7 clean days. Didn't have 7 clean days. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Le'nister Le'yaymai. So Rabbi Yechanan said to him, why doesn't only do one day? He should only undo one day. Now the Gemara does not understand Rabbi Yechanan. There's no halacha of doing one day. Either you do it all or you don't do anything at all. The guy's on his 7th day. He did not have 7 complete days. So Rabbi Yechanan says he's got to start again from ground zero. One. Rabbi Yechanan says he should undo one day. Where does one day come? Manasseh. Issa, sir, if you tell me that seeing it destroys the past, undoes, better to destroy, undoes, kula sasser, I'll do the whole thing. Eloi sasser, le nistiv eloi yaymai. If it's not sasser, it shouldn't be sasser even one day. Tell me that it doesn't make a difference. Either it makes a difference or it doesn't make a difference, but the one day business doesn't make any sense. Elo zat gemara, eim eloi nistiv eloi yaymai. He should say that. What Rabbi Yechon is saying is, it shouldn't undo anything. He had a partial day clean. And therefore, seeing later on in the seventh day should be fine, should be a new thing. It should not be considered undoing. That's what Rabbi Yechon has said. Rabbi Yechon has said it undoes all seven, and the way we're learning Rabbi Yechon now, Rabbi Yechon says it undoes zero. That's what Rabbi Yechon has said. It should do nothing, undo nothing.
Again.
Rabbi Yechon said one day, the Gemara said it makes no sense. So we changed the gears in Rabbi Yechonah. They didn't say one day, he said nothing. The Yamalai and Rabbi Yechonah, Rabbi Yechonah told Rabbi Yechonah, Rabbi Yechonah, you know, Rabbi Yechonah agrees to you that it doesn't undo anything biblically. You're right. According to Rabbi Yechonah agrees with you that the partial day of the seventh is enough to make it tar. And therefore, doesn't have to start counting again. It's a sayai. So here's Rabbi Yossi interpreting Rabbi Yossi that Mikdash Hayai. He tells Rabbi Yochanan, you're right in Rabbi Yossi. I don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. But we see his interpretation of Rabbi Yossi is not a special din in Karban Pesach. It's a din in Tumah Zav. He's off of Tumah Zav biblically. How could Rabbi Yossi tell him he's like Rabbi Yossi when Rabbi Yossi said it's retroactively Tameh? So you see, the Rabbi Yossi understood. The Rabbi Yossi agrees biblically that he's tar. There's no need to do 7 days over again. Except what he touched is Tameh Midrabanan. But we don't make him count again. So we see from Rabbi Yossi is talking to Rabbi Yochanan that he understood Rabbi Yossi not as a special din in Karban Pesach, but as a rabbinic stringency in Metamel Mefreya.
Do you have to count the Midrabanan?
No.
Why not?
But they didn't do it.
Just for the two.
Why they didn't do it? Right, I'm a little. I don't know. Dr. Raj. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. It's two rashes, again, I hate to do this, but in my rush, it's two rushes from the end of the page.
Where we start with?
Amalai Rabbi Yechon. Lo yilis dervel eliyayimai, pirish yayimariya. Metama Talmudah, so the Gemara asks, Yisraisir yayimai, lister kulat. If it undoes one, it should do others. Kedisa benida, v'achati toher, shleitoy tumim afsekis b'neya. Talks about a lady who needs seven clean days. There can't be tumim in between. And the Gemara answered, you're right, Rabbi Yechon never said one day. How can come out? Lister v'lo yaymai. Claim af yoyma lister. It shouldn't even underdo one day. The Sfira le mitzaseyem kekuloi, mekana laba o metame. He holds mitzaseyem kekuloi, and it's metame, mekana laba. Meaning, like, and Rabbi Yishia answered him, amaloi Rabbi Yishia, Rabbi Yishia sabir kabasech. Period. That's the rush. So at the end of the day, we have two psalms from Rabbi Yossi in this Gemara, but Rabbi Yossi picked the first shot because the fact that he told Rabbi Yochanan, you're right, according to Rabbi Yossi, the other shot was only a special halacha in Karban Pesach. He would have to redo 7 days. He's biblically tame. So you see from the fact that Rabbi Yossi said Rabbi Yossi agrees to you that he's not biblically tame. Like we said in the beginning, the Rav is like Rabbi Yossi. Yes.
So what does he do with this new blood? Is that a new counting of
for 1 day? He's a Balkari now. A Zav that sees one Ria is coming for that day, that's all.
So he finished the seven. He's
exactly. That's what Rabbi Yechon is saying, Rabbi Yechon. That's what we're saying, Rabbi Yechon. He finished the seven.
They're kabbalist by 7 days
up? No. Not with Stavius. As I remember, if it was Kabbalah, then he wouldn't be able to work in Erev Pesach. You have to wait for Kabbalah.
Regardless, even by
Shterius,
yes.
Shterius. There's a difference between a woman and a man. A woman is two Rias, it's not. It's just one clean day. A man, two Rias. There's other differences between a man and a woman. Mesech Tzav, Mesech Tznida, you'll see there's many differences.
When does he begin that seven days?
The day. Oh, that's a good point. the day he saw the second Riya starts his first clean day. Everybody agrees you say Miktasayam Kikulai at the beginning. Just like Anida. She becomes Anida, the day she sees them is her day one. Now again, in those days Anida was 7 days, not 7 clean days. Ladies on their own accepted a chumrah that they keep 7 clean days, even if they see once. Because the truth is, it's a double chumrah. Number one is, why should she keep 7 clean days? It's not her 11 days in between, but they're afraid maybe it would be. Number two, she saw once. A zav is never from once, it's from 3 consecutive days. There was no 3 consecutive days, she saw once. They were machmer that they see tipas dam kachardo, the size of a mustard seed, which is very small, they sit shiva nekiyam. And that's what we paskin today. Any woman that sees them is coming for 7 clean days. Kesem is not a riya. So, we're going to learn Masechtas Nida. Whether we learn Masechtas Nida after Nazir or after something else, I don't know. If it was after Nazir, we're left with Kachim and Taras. Nida is the only Masechtas and Taras. So when we learn Nida, you'll become an expert in all this. But, you know, can't learn shas and sitting in one sitting. For two reasons. Number one, the guy sitting here teaching it doesn't know it. And number two, it's a whole different mitzvah.
When does mitzvah yom start?
The first, beginning of the day and the second. See, there's two mitzvahs hayayim. The beginning of Nidus, the beginning of Zavas, it starts the day he sees.
Morning, first thing in the morning?
No, he's... What time did the guy see?
If he sees it at night.
So it starts right away in the morning.
First thing.
Starts at night! The minute after he sees, he starts.
It starts in the daytime, right?
I don't know why you're saying
I'm asking that.
Why?
That's...
Why are you asking this?
I'll tell you why. Because when people get haircuts after 3 weeks, they wait till 10 o'clock in the morning or after davening or something.
No, they don't. They wait till Chatzais, and that has nothing to do with Mitzvah Sayyim. It's a special halacha by Tisha B'Av and Judah.
Because whether it was...
Exactly. It's nothing to do with anything else. And they wait till Chatzais, number one, and not Mitzvah Sayyim, number one. Number two is when it's a Nitzcha, then they don't wait. There's no reason to wait. There's nothing to do with it.
So over here, Mitzvah Sayyim starts... If she sees it at night, or if he sees it at night...
Mitzvah Sayyim starts... Okay. Let's just, for argument's sake, because I don't want to get involved in a sugya needed to discuss of this, we'll say by day, if it makes you happier.
Makes me happier by night.
Okay, so that's a sugya masechtas needed toward the end of needed, the Gemara talks about this. So even though if we learn needed right after Nazir, you'd have to wait till we get to Dav Ayin to discuss this.
Okay, so what were you going to say by daytime?
It starts right away.
The minute after he sees
the guy becomes a Balkari at 2 o'clock p.m., Balkari is not going to make it. He saw his second Riyah of Zivas at 2 o'clock p.m. At 2:01, he's starting his first clean day. Everybody agrees to that. Question is the last day, but nobody questions the first day. That's the Gemara Vaitrim. Rabbi Yaisi, Mirdi. Now let me explain the Gemara's question. How does that guy ever become a Zava? How does a lady ever become a Zava? She has to see 3 consecutive days. So she sees days 11, then she does, she's clean at the beginning of 12. Then she sees day 12 in the afternoon. It's new. How can you combine it? Then she sees day 13 in the afternoon. So she saw 11, 12, and 13, but she was tahira in between. Zava has to be a consistent tumah for 3 days. There's no consistent tumah. How does she ever become a 3-day zava? How does a man ever become a 2 days of? It doesn't have to be a 2 days of. It can be two in the same day. So him, it's not a kacha. It's more by a lady. A lady has to have the 3 over 3 days. She saw day 11. She saw day 12. She saw day 13. But in between, she didn't see. So she became a zava. How does it ever combine? Mixes her emkakulai. Makes her tar. You never have a combination of 3 days. Practicing my Rebbe Yaisi. Mirtik Sabra makes the same kikulai. Zava Gemura, the Maisi carbon, Echimish Kakasla. How do you ever have a Zava of 3 days that brings the carbon? Kiva the Chazi Bapalga the Yaima. Since she saw it half the day, either Palga the Yaima saw it the Shimur. Right? The rest of the day, the first half of the day, counts as a Shimur.
Zava Gatola, is that a
Zavah Gedaila means to differentiate it from Shemar Yisrael. It's just the term. Zavah Gemara, Ibai Yisrael, the Kashafit Tlasi Yayim Abad Yadadi. She flowed 3 days straight. There was no off time. Therefore, she's a Zavah. She had a flow from day 11 through day 13. By Zema, the Chazit Tlasi Yayim Asamach Lashkiya Sachama, Babishah is the Sazma in the Minyan. She saw from beginning, right before, let's say, Shkiya is 8 o'clock. She started seeing from a quarter to 8, and she saw till 8:15. So that's 2 days right there. Now, she can't start the Shimur because at the beginning of the day she wasn't clean. Then the next night, again she saw from a quarter to 8 to 8:15. So that means she never had a beginning of a day of Shimur. She saw each beginning of the day. Mitzvah Zayim Kekulai, she don't see the first part, it can count. She saw the first part. On day 12, she saw right away at night. On day 13, she saw right away after Shia. Where's her Shimur? Forget about Ben Hashmash. Whatever the time of night is, she went from before till after.
Like one day
left
goes into the other day.
Right. I don't want to get involved in Ben Hashmashas now. Doesn't want to get involved in Ben Hashmashas. Dr. Rashi.
How do you get three?
Well, there's two ways. Either she flows 3 days straight.
Continuous flow.
Or she starts the day off with Haria. There is no part day that she didn't see. Now, I just want to mention this because if not, I'm going to get into trouble. I wouldn't if I didn't have to. That there's a mandiyama that says that a second half of the day can be a shimur too. Doesn't have to be the first half. That's why the Gemara is saying she saw from before Shkia till after Shkia. So there was no end and there was no beginning. You can't count the second half because there was no second half because she saw the end. And you can't count the first half because there was no first half because she saw at the beginning. So that way we cover our bases.
Well, you have to have one or the other.
That's a Mashailam Atakhtas needs. I'm not getting into it, but the Gemara is covering its bases. Zakhtarash, Rabbi Yaisi Mich, Sabra Mikhtasem Kekulai, Zabra Gemur Hekha Mishkachasla, Kibin the Chazai Mipagad Yayim Asalik Lashimur, Shiraz Tabi Yayim Aleph, Obi Yayim Beis, Tchilis Yayim Beis, Havi Shimur Li Yayim Rishon. The beginning of day two is a Shimur, meaning it's enough Tyra for the first day. Right, the Tara Maaseria. She starts. Sharei Achekach Mikan Labo Mitame. The way we learned Rabbi Yaisi. Well, I'm Mitzara Vaday. Yom recently I says Zava. How does it combine? That Shashava Gimel Yamim. But the Oyel Tara Ben Zayin LeShimur. There was no time off. She flowed 3 straight days. Kolan Ibai Zayim began to Chazoy Gimel Yamim Esamach LeShkiya Sachama. She Schila Tzas Mibay Yamim. She started when it was still day. But Ross Ada Laila. That means every day, the beginning and the end is Tameh, but it's all like a Shimur. The Rosh is trying to take care in case you'll claim that the second half can be a Shimur. There was no second half. She never had a clean start and a clean end.
You have a Shimur in the middle of the day.
There's no Shimur in the middle of the day. Hadra lach areini nazir, hadra lach areini nazir, Mishamar areini nazir. Now this Mishnah, we saw every part of this Mishnah back when we had the Machloikas by Pad and Rav Masna, how long the Zeris is, 30 days or 29 days. We quoted this Mishnah constantly, and we said how Rav Masna will learn it, and how Bar Pada will learn it. Some parts read better according to one, some parts read better according to the other, and the Gemara answered every part. The Gemara here will do a very interesting thing. It'll say, shot in the Mishnah, depends on Ramasna and Bapada, and just moves on. As if the Gemara is saying, see Gemara earlier. The Gemara doesn't go through it again. Interesting. The Gemara says, the Lashon Gemara, I'll even quote it. The Gemara says, Kula Kedavina Ba'alibad Bapada Ramasna. The whole Mishnah depends on what we said for Bapada Ramasna. See earlier. Very rare for the Gemara to do that. That offhand, I can't think of any other place that the Gemara refers you to a different Gemara as shot in the Mishnah. It doesn't repeat it here. Usually the Gemara would repeat it. Here the Gemara just says, see page, whatever. Okay. No, 16:82 is when it tells you to go back. Misham Arani Nazim Galeach Yam Shleishim Echad. The guy said he's a Nazir, he's like a life on day 31. Now, according to Masna, that makes sense. Nazirus is 30 days. He does Giluach on day 31. According to Bar Pada, really, he should be able to do Giluach on day 30. Nazirus ended at the end of 29. But Rabbanah made a takana, my guy might say he's a Nazir for 30 days, because in his mind he views Nazirus as 30 days, so therefore he'll have to be Nazir. So in order not to get confused, they said every Nazir should wait to day 31. So according to Bar Pada, this is a rabbinic takana. According to Rav Masna, this is biblical. Zog Darash, Mishama Areini, Nazir Megalechem Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Zog Darash, Lurav Masna, Damar Stam Nazirus Lamed Jaim. According to Rav Masna, it says Nazirus is 30, Hilchem Megalechem Lamed Aleph. You do the haircut day 31. But the Bar Pada, Stam Nazirus Chav Tashjai. Really, Nazirus is over after 29 days. Why is Lurav Megalechem Lamed? Should have taken the haircut on day 30. Okay, the Mepharsh Leo, not the Kaimer Shleimim. Rabbanah said, treat it like he said 30 complete days. We're afraid you'll get confused. That's what the Gemara said earlier. The Rosh is quoting the Gemara earlier.
And from the
Zion,
we don't talk about it yet?
Vim Gilach Yain Shleishim. But if he took it on day 30, Yadda. So according to my part, it's simple. He didn't have to wait to 31, really. By Mas, there's a problem. So the Gemara answered before, Mitzvah Yom Kekulai. But we don't want to do Mitzvah Yom Kekulai L'chatchila. Zog Darash. Vim Gilach Yain Lamedyad. So the Bapada Nicha, according to Bapada, this is easy. The Medarai Sedina Hachi, the Galeach Yain Lamed. The Rav Masna, Mepharsh Leo, Meshum, the Mitzvah Yom Kekulai, which we don't like to rely on. But if we did, you're Yaitza. Can't say you're not Yaitza.
Why do you not like to rely on?
What?
Why do you not like to rely
on? Because the Chatchila, that's what Rav Masna says. The Chatchila, we don't want to rely on Mitzvah Yom. Rabbanan don't want you to rely on Mitzvah Yom. It's rabbinic. They don't want you to rely on Mitzvah Yom. By Avelis, they let you rely on Mitzvah Yom. That's Avelis, is it Rabbanan? Nazirus, is it the Rais, is it their Mach? Misha Nazar, stay Nazirus. Somebody made Nazirus two Nazirus. I'm sorry, I skipped. Hareini Nazir Shleishim Yom. Speak out Shleishim Yom. Gilach Yom Shleishim Layatza. Zog Darash. Bav Bar Pada Mayda Hocha. Kivan Zamed Lamed Joim. The boy Lamed Joim Shleimim. Everybody agrees. Both Rav Masna says normal Nazirus is 30 days. And Bar Pada says normal Nazirus is 29. The guy said 30. He meant 30 complete days.
Not availing himself of the
Zion. Exactly. Okay, we will stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.